Focus,
please. This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
Open the sound, Jimmy Hart.
This is Jerry Lynn.
Hey, you got Terry Funk here.
Hello, this is Mick Foley, and you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
The evolution of online sports entertainment steps back into the squared circle to present to you Wrestle Talk Radio.
Let the main event begin!
Join us as we cover everything from old school to new school in the WWE.
This is Matt Hardy.
This is Natty Neidhart.
This is Stampede Kid Wilson.
This is Harry Smith.
TNA.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam.
I'm Mojo.
Hi, this is Christy Annie, TNA Knockout.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
And Andy C.
It's still real to me, damn it!
With your host,
are there any assholes in the building?
Tim Stein.
The head asshole in charge! That boy is an asshole!
Mace.
Walter the Raven. Keep my shorts.
Will.
Hey, yo.
And the Omega
of the whole fucking show.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
It's okay to play with yourself as long as you have an action figure.
Yeah, baby.
Welcome to WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. As you can hear and by the music, the police squad is out because the Miz just stole a championship. Hallelujah. Welcome once again. This is the Omega, the be-all and all of the WTR Network, leading the way as always. I am here with Mace.
Well, I hate to correct you so early in the show, I magic was there because unfortunately Leslie Nielsen has left us.
I know,
but hey, you tried to go in with some comedy. Good on you.
He would have wanted it that way. And we also have Spug. He's possessed by the Joker at the moment.
Nerd Rage, level 5.
The computer voice you just heard is the one and only Tim Stein.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Rough Talk Radio, and I got one thing to say to all you people. Yeah, it's kind of a sad thing that we have to open up the show with mini eulogy. The late great Leslie Nielsen away at the age of 84 due to complications resulting from pneumonia. Mace.
Yeah. Didn't really hear about this until probably about an hour ago, really.
Oh, it was almost breaking.
Hey, yeah, pretty much. Great fan of the Naked Gun series of films, as well as Spy Hard. It's just a pain in the ass that the old boy finally kicked on. But hey, 84, that's a good age. You live quite a while.
That's kind of scary for me, because my mom's like 2 years older than that, so, you know. Every time you hear something like that go down, it just runs through my head, oh my goodness. So.
Hey, we're all not immortal. Except for
but, except for him. But I'll tell you right now, Leslie Nielsen, like he would ever listen to us do this thing, but if he ever did, I know for a fact that he would say, don't say anything sad, don't be all maudlin. Fuck, man, laugh. I'll tell you what was funny. Airplane.
Oh, yeah.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Believe it or not, have not seen that film.
You're kidding.
Well, no, I'm not. But hey, I should rectify that fact.
Yes, now I'm all sad and maudlin because you haven't seen one of the most unbelievably great comedy spoofs that started the genre. Essentially,
it's very rare to get any that actually have done it as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a good thing about the internet. You can find just about anything.
Yep, this is true. Hey, Spug. How you doing? Are you still
Fuck
on level 5?
Fuck you.
Yeah, he's,
die.
He's on level 5 at least. He might be actually climbing to level 6, Mace.
Not foaming at the mouth anymore, huh?
Oh, no, no. I'm getting ready to stab people. Fuck this.
Are you going to stab... okay, are you going to stab them in the eye?
I'm going to stab them in the fucking testicles.
Okay, he said, putting on a metal cup.
This would not particular MMA company not having the quotes you need.
No, no. This would be about a fucking intro not doing what I want it to do.
Insert
the
bad joke.
Producing.
Yeah. Insert bad joke here. Omega, that's your cue.
See, Omega and I know better than not to poke the Spug when he's in angry mode.
Don't poke Spug. Okay, we'll alert Ashton Kutcher. Yeah, officially, everybody, welcome to WTR Sunday Night Rust Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I see at least one person in the chat room who actually has come back to listen to the crap that we spew out. He was in the chat room earlier listening to the debut show, Life is Callous, with Cashmere in Dallas, and I got to tell you, that was a great debut episode. If you missed it, the archive is going up a little bit later this evening. It's already loaded onto the server. We just have to link it up, and it's good to go. If you missed it, catch the archive. Johnny and Dallas, they did a hell of a great job this evening. As a matter of fact, Johnny Cashmere just might be calling in later on this evening.
Fuck him, too.
I'm not going to say a damn thing.
Fuck him, too. Fuck you. Fuck Omega. Fuck Mace. Fuck Rock. Fuck my computer. Fuck my cream soda. Fuck my iPhone. Fuck it all. Fuck it all.
What about your dog? You going to fuck your dog?
Fuck the dog, too.
Use lube.
Oh, God.
I'm just
you
saying.
Notice out of that entire list, the only one he's not fucking is his wife.
Yeah,
I'm a hate fuck later, too.
Oh, a hate fuck. Is there anything better than a hate fuck?
I can't find the damn export button that I want.
That sucks. But you know what else kind of sucks? At least for some people who don't understand things?
Do I have to compress this fucking thing first? What the fuck?
Omega? Mace, maybe Spug if he can get over exportation tariffs. Miz is WWE Raw champion.
Fuck him.
What do you think about this one, Omega?
Awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Times of
really.
We can play the really game all night. Mace, what is your thought and opinion?
It echoes Omega's. Right down
really?
To the reallys.
Why? Okay,
really?
Now explain to me. Why is it awesome that The Miz is holding the WWE title?
Okay, Mace, do you want to go first or shall I?
I'll take this one.
All right.
Basically, if there's one thing that we have said over and over again, it's that this boy will be champion at some point in his career. We had no doubts upon that. No matter how annoying Hoorah was, no matter how annoying his promos got and how much we wanted to strangle him as a heel, it was only a matter of time until they pulled the trigger and put the belt on him. Now they've done it. We actually have a champion that's a heel that we hate. It sounds like a heel doing its job, to my opinion.
So it's a heel that we love to hate, as opposed to hate to love.
Damn right. It's back in the JBL era once again where we actually hate the heel because he's annoying as fuck and he never shuts the fuck up. It's old school, baby.
There you go. Omega, you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I will agree with that for the most part, but it's also a matter of, let's see, you look at the Raw landscape right now, Orton is apparently going to stay babyface a little longer. They didn't turn Cena. Wade Barrett sure as hell isn't ready. You don't really have any credible heel talent. I mean, aside from Sheamus, and he's wrapped up trying to elevate Morrison at the moment. You only really have The Miz. Now, and keep in mind, that is one of the most consistent characters and personas on Raw. Every week, the crowd is more and more into him. And it's the kind of heat that you love to play along with. You know, it's not X-Pac, Vicky Guerrero, get them the fuck off of my TV. And this guy comes out, I don't know, just this smug look on his face, this cocky look in his eyes, and just how good he is on that mic at making you hate everything he says. You really get into his character. And he can still get it done. I mean, sure, he hasn't been around a while, but he can get it done in the ring, too. I mean, all around, he's got one of the most interesting characters going on Raw right now. And, you know, right now, when the WWE is starved for new talent at the top, this is the best move they could have made.
Interesting point. You know, I'd ask Spud, but after that explicit-filled expose, I'm scared to. So why don't one of you guys try? Nobody wants to do it, huh?
Sleeping bear.
You're all a bunch of pussies. Spud, what is
goddamn
your opinion?
Mike.
There you go. What is your opinion? Seriously, honest, no bullshitting around, no fuck you world because of this sucks. What
no,
do you think about this holding the title?
I'm better now. I found the button I was looking for.
Oh, good.
I think Miz as a champion is a horrible idea. I really do.
I really
do. Yes. Because looking back, I went back and was watching a bunch of wrestling from the WWE over the past, I don't know, 6 to 7 months. And watching with the PG rating and everything, I was trying to watch it through a different set of colored glasses and realized that for the past 7 months, the WWE wrestlers have been missing out on a golden opportunity. The opportunity to make the product better with the in-ring product. If you don't have blood, if you don't have the excessive violence and sexuality and risque themes, the best way to do it is with the product in the ring. And while Miz may have the look, he may have and may have the attitude, I don't think he possesses the skills to be a champion just yet.
Interesting.
And I'm tired of all this bullshit of, oh, Ohio finally has a champion. Oh, finally, Ohio finally has someone they can be proud of. Hey, y'all, fuck yourselves. Last time I checked, some of the greatest people ever came from the state of Ohio. Five
really?
Presidents, Olympic athletes.
It's true. It's damn true. Oh, wait, no, wrong guy.
No, I was thinking more of like Jesse Owens.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Even though I'm a Canadian, I know who Jesse Owens was.
Yeah, you know who Jesse Owens is. I just...
He's got
I know JJ said it on WNL last week because I was listening when he said it, and I laughed because I know he meant it as a joke. But I heard some idiot who covers wrestling for ESPN, and I'm not talking about anybody out of New York. It was some podcast that they put on the ESPN radio player, and I was listening to it, and he seriously is all... He's sitting there talking about how this is great for the state of Ohio, how it's great. We'll have somebody recognized nationally. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, are you retarded? Are you fucking out of your mind? Do you have no clue what things the state of Ohio has produced? If it weren't for a black man in Cleveland in the 1920s, no one would ever have traffic lights.
Cleveland rocks.
You know, there's, and this aggravates the shit out of me of people taking sideswipes at my state because of some douchebag wrestler.
Well, I don't know about you, but I take sideswipes at your state because you live there. No offense.
You're fine. I take sideswipes at Canada all the time because you live there. That's different.
Well, yeah, but
that's different.
You do it to be a dick. I just do it to get back at you. So, you know, we're even. It's all good.
Like I said, that's different.
Yeah. You're not into The Miz being champion yet because you don't think he's got the skill set yet.
I don't think he quite, yeah, I really don't. I don't know if he has the ability to be able to carry a Randy Orton or a Sheamus or a Wade Barrett or guys like that who may be having an off night. Because we all have them, you know? Randy Orton may not be in his peak condition one night at a pay-per-view and may need carried a little bit. And I don't know if The Miz has the ability to do that yet. I think Miz the character was much better chasing the title than he will be with it.
Interesting. Anybody have a rebuttal to that one?
One that I detect a pattern that Thug likes to see people chase belts more than he likes to see them win them.
Okay.
I've heard that
a lot. Comment in there someplace.
I don't know so much. I mean, when you're the WWE right now, you gotta think, you gotta build something. I mean, maybe Miz isn't quite ready. I mean, but you know, you had guys like Randy Orton and Kurt Angle were both guys that got the belt when they clearly weren't ready for it. At least with The Miz, you can say, well, maybe he's not ready for it. We'll have to see. But that's why he has to do this kind of thing every now and then. It adds heel heat to him to have stolen the belt from Randy Orton. It pumps his character up all the more. And you know what? Maybe he can. Maybe if we give him, you got to give him a shot to try eventually. They're going to know.
Sure. Well, no, I agree. I agree with you, but here's what I'm saying. And yes, there are some individuals who are much better chasing than they ever will be winning it. And we've come across quite a few. But I will say this about The Miz. He has the potential to be one of the great heel champions of all time. Has the absolute potential to be that. What I would like to see from him, while he has shown great flashes of being absolutely magnificent in the ring, there have been other times where he's been dreadful and absolutely atrocious. He's put in the work, he's worked his ass off and worked hard to get where he is. I'm not taking any of that away from him. At all. I'm giving him all due credit in the world for the work that he's put into where he's gotten. I want to see him in a program where he has to be the workhorse, where he has to be the guy to carry it and has to be the guy that shoulders the burden. That's all I want to see out of him.
Let me ask you really quickly. The franchise of the WWE, as we all know, is pretty much universally agreed to be John Cena. Do you think John Cena has the ability to carry somebody who's having an off night? A lot of people would say no. Do you say yes?
Say that again. I'm sorry. I'm trying to edit something. I'm sorry. I'm trying to put something in.
Well, stop doing that until after we're done. My question was John Cena, the face of the franchise. Is he able to carry somebody having an off night?
I think he is, or else they wouldn't have given him the spot that he had.
Okay, your personal opinion. Have you seen Cena able to carry somebody to at least a decent finish in a match?
Yes, I have.
Okay. What about you, Omega?
Offhand, I can't remember seeing anyone that Cena carried. A lot of the best matches I've seen with Cena, he's had to be carried to them.
Batista. Who carried whom?
The stretcher off of the match.
Seriously, how many title matches did Cena and Batista have against each other? How many number one contendership matches?
And how many of those matches were the drizzling shits?
You see what I'm going for here, right, Mace?
Yeah, Batista's the worst example could have pulled out.
Well, I did that on purpose. Neither, it's basically the collective opinion of a great majority of people that neither of these two guys are what you would consider to be really good workers, with the ability to pull off something that, might not otherwise be pulled off, if that makes sense, which I kind of hope it does.
Sure, it makes
sense. Maybe in your weird Canadian logic.
Well, I'm darning socks at the same time I'm talking, so you know how things are. Called multitasking. But who's the go back to Spud. Who's the better wrestler in your opinion? Is it Cena Or is it The Miz?
Yes. The Miz. The Miz is the better wrestler.
Yeah.
If you want to talk strict in-ring performance as of right now, overall, The Miz has the better wrestling ability. I think a lot of John Cena's wrestling ability is limited by his size, as is with Triple H, as is with The Big Show, the same with Sheamus. If you watch John Cena back in the days of UPW or when he was on the but I think a lot of that has a lot of what his gimmick is and what his body type is has limited him in his wrestling ability.
Okay. Now, you don't think that The Miz is good at cutting a promo?
No, I never said he wasn't. I think The Miz is a great mic skill, a great look, and a great attitude.
Would you prefer to have Cena carry the belt or The Miz carry?
No, I wouldn't prefer to have either one of them carry the belt. I wish they would have left the belt on Randy Orton. If not, if you're not going to put it on Randy Orton, then you need to have some sort of effed up finish at Survivor Series and vacate the belt.
Uh-huh.
And vacate the belt. That way, let's all face it. John Cena's leaving for a few months to cut a move.
Yeah.
That's the
accepted rumor, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what we all think is going to happen. He should be back at the Royal Rumble. He'll be back as Superface at the Royal Rumble. The WWE screwed up a golden opportunity that they had to take one of their franchise faces and turn him into more of a megastar than they ever thought he could be. With the way they destroyed the Cena angle. Now, The Miz, like I said, The Miz is put, and all due credit to the for.
Okay.
But I would like to see him in a program.
To see if he can do it.
Okay. Interesting. Come back a long way.
But you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I can hear what you're saying. What do you think, Mace?
Monkeys.
Everybody's
this, that, and the other. And, yeah, way. Yeah, okay. Try not to do a rock here and fall asleep.
That would be funny. This is actually listening.
Yeah, Miz is a champion, though. I say give the boy a run. Can't be any worse than anybody else.
Okay.
The listeners saying in the chat room, nothing really matters until the Royal Rumble, so, you know, that's what, a month or so away?
Yeah,
everybody's got to have a chance to prove themselves at one time.
Okay, Omega, you have any kind of input or rebuttal or anything?
See, right now, everything television product, I think part is a big ask, but I think he's fine in the, you know, more importantly, he can get a story that still can't get over with anyone whose testicles have dropped. And you've got The Miz, who's really good at what he does. It is the first time where, yes, you know, heel reaction might be easier to get out of the crowd, but he's got all the crowd going into it. Not only booing and hating on him, but getting into it. You know, they love to hate this guy, and right now, that's the kind of champion that you need. Because right now, it's kind of inconsistent.
Well, hey, everybody, that's a little bit of talk about The Miz, the WWE Champion, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, WTR, Sunday night. Our phone lines are open. It is 877-588-9877, option number 3 tonight. If you got Skype, you can Skype to Skype, just Skype to Rock, and we'll bring you on the show. You want to talk about anything we're talking about tonight or anything else, get in touch with us. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back right after this. Talk a little John Cena for the hell of it because, well, hell, it's in the program. We'll be back right after this.
This is Mace, the overworked co-host of WrestleTalk Radio, OWW Radio, Otaku Talk Live, the offside producer, Cindy Planning Boy, Building Diana, Advertising Guru, Bugs Bong Holder, Drink Runner, Omega's Transformer Record Keeper, and Back in the Book, all here on WildTalkRadio.com. If you decide to listen to a show that features a bit of the old-fashioned ultraviolence, people getting their heads kicked in, bones broken, and bloody crazy fights, then come on over and listen to Tap Out to the Knockouts live in the archive section of WildTalkRadio.com.
Mate, it's not all about the bloody stuff and the ultraviolence. Hey, this is Spud from Tap Out to the Knockouts. And if you want to hear the news, results, the technical side of MMA, check us out on WildTalkRadio.com in the archive section. And oh yeah, we do have the bloody stuff.
And now I know.
And knowing is half the battle. Hey! What are you guys doing in here? Get back to sleeping.
Hey everyone, this is the Cash Mark, Johnny Dallas.
And this is Larry Cashmere.
Wait. Oh, this sucks. Who wrote this?
Oh, you know who.
Oh, his sense of humor isn't good. Gang, this is Johnny Cashmere with my co-host.
Me, the one and only Larry Dallas.
We're here to tell you about our show, Life is Dallas.
With Johnny and Dallas, and I want you to catch us live on Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, we'll hit you with some great live guests every week.
And drop a little sense into your lives.
Life is Callous
with Johnny and Dallas.
Sundays at 7 Eastern, only on WildTalkRadio.com.
Ever wanted to know what is really going on through the mind of pro wrestlers? Well, now you can with WrestleBook. It's the only place where you can find out what some of the biggest names in the business were thinking about during pro wrestling's biggest moments. Just imagine if Facebook existed from the beginning. Want to know more? Then log on to www.wildtalkradio.com/WrestleBook. For an inside look into pro wrestling history, the only place to go is WrestleBook.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, the whole fucking show, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to WrestleTalk Radio on the Wild Talk Radio Network, boo!
Radio.
What the hell was that? You're going to find out in a second. John Cena fired from the WWE. Okay, everybody, stop cheering. Hush, hush. We all know better. It's all storyline. He's not really gone. Of course, he did buy tickets for Raw tomorrow night, Omega.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he, bought those. I'm still surprised WWE went this route. I still thought it was, the old 1960s, how is Batman going to escape this week kind of scenarios. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, on the, and I wish they would stop, like, getting my hopes up, because they move his profile to the alumni section, and
yeah,
they have
him
saying other goodbyes, like, why? Why is it just, I have to hold that, but, oh, no, storyline, oh.
Not so much.
Gets my hopes up, that's all.
Oh, I'm sorry that you're all just, like, of two minds about it and everything. But, Mace, you caught Raw last week. What did you think of John Cena's farewell speech? How did he handle it?
With the exception of the bit where he turned around and he said to the crowd, okay, one last time, women and children, let's go Cena, all guys, Cena sucks. Other than that, I just wanted to hit my head on the fucking desk because they were trying to play it off like he was somebody like Shawn Michaels or Ric Flair who deserves those type of send-offs. No, he doesn't. Fuck John Cena. Fuck them trying to make him into the next biggest fucking thing since wrestling was invented.
Well, didn't you guys kind of get a bit of a chuckle when he actually acknowledged that it was, pretty much the internet wrestling community bitching about it's always the women and the children who are cheering for him, and it's the, as Omega said, guys with dropped testicles who keep saying Cena sucks.
I laughed for about all of 3 seconds.
I mean, it was kind of chuckle-worthy, don't you think, Spud?
Sure, he was kind of acknowledging where he gets the heat from and where he gets the pops from.
There you go. Now, let me ask you this. If you're bucking the angle, how long should John Cena legitimately be off of television and not...
Forever.
Now, we're talking WWE storyline angle crap here, okay? Now,
forever and a day.
You're not allowed to say forever and a day because that's what you're thinking. Okay.
Well,
get into the mind of current creative, not what you would do if you were creative.
Well, if I have to be in the mind of creative, I'm going to have to hit myself in the head with a hammer at least 16 times to get the required intelligence.
We'll wait.
And if I was WWE, I'd probably put him in a silly Mexican mask and bring him back next week.
Oh, geez, don't spoil nothing or anything like that. God.
And call him Mr. America Part 2.
Mr. America Part 2, yeah.
There goes my joke.
Yeah, Patriot Junior. How's that one, Omega?
About Los Conquistadores 3.
Yeah, I like what Ustreamer 22889 in the chat room said. Juan Cena, leader of the C Nation. Spelled S-I-C.
And only if he takes a 3-hour siesta in the middle of the match.
And nobody say that's Mexican because it's not Mexican, it's Spanish. There's a difference, for fuck's sakes. Nobody speaks Mexican.
Well, fine. John Cena comes down the ring and sells oranges during the match.
Yeah, he's got that great big huge, mustache with the sombrero. And
riding down on one of the old John Deere's.
And he's got that poncho over his shoulder, the whole bit,
Does this mean he should steal Del Rio's ring announcer?
Hey, there you go. My big question is, should he show up with gardening tools?
I think that'd be a little bit far.
Okay, so that wasn't a legitimate question, but you get the idea. Would you actually, WWE's promoting Juan Cena, John's cousin, to appear at upcoming house shows, and Cena on Twitter has said that he's already bought tickets to tomorrow night's Raw, but at the same time, he also tweeted that he got an email from his cousin Juan to invite him to Raw. Because Juan Cena is going to be on Raw. John says, I got nothing but time, so I'll be there. What are the chances that they'll find a body double and put a mask on the body double to come out? And then John Cena is shown in the audience, so everybody's like, what the fuck? It's not John Cena.
No. What it'll be is John Cena has to go and get some concessions. He has to go and buy a hot dog and a drink, and just as he walks away, we see Juan Cena come out of the entrance. And then when that's over, he comes back. He's finally going to complete his Superman transformation and have a Clark Kent personality.
The Masked Avenger. Wait a second. There are no Mexican superheroes, are there?
Yeah.
Are there? Oh, you guys are the kings of geeks, so I'm asking, do you know?
I know there's Mafi Menos, which is actually two.
Okay.
See, I'm trying to think of a more prominent example, and unfortunately, you're right, there are surprisingly few.
Yeah. Of course, that reminds me of that one episode of Robot Chicken, where they had, you know, the Mexican Batman and Mexican Superman.
I think I missed
the 6 million peso man.
Yeah, the 6 million peso man, and the Mexican Superman shows up. The landlord's there to talk to Mexican Batman. He says, these people can't stay. He says, oh, no, they're just friends. They're visiting. And then Mexican Superman shows up with a bag full of house keys. No, shut up.
Hey, but I like my Superman theory. The only reason why, it works for Hurricane Helms.
Stand back. Okay. Yeah. Speaking about Hurricane Helms, any news or rumors or sightings of him lately? No? Let's move on. All right. So
Actually, yes.
Yeah, thanks for blowing it. Appreciate that, yeah. So, Juan Cena, good idea, bad idea? Is it a
good idea?
You know, you fail, Mace?
Big, bad fail.
Horrible idea.
Did it work for Hulk Hogan? Did it work for Owen Hart? I'm sorry, just slapping a mask on a guy and pretending it's not him, even though everybody knows it is, just makes for stupid television. And I thought Edge was trying to take all the stupid out of WWE. He left the wrong show! Oops.
So, there's something that I don't know about you, but I'm not looking forward to seeing, is Juan Cena. Just, like, drop the charade, figure out a way to bring him back so he can beat the fuck out of Wade Barrett, move on, and become, you know, the John Cena we all know and love to boo.
I just want to know how they're going to explain why the, you know, the Mexican version of John Cena is so pale.
Oh, no, he'll
Irish related to Seamus.
There you go. Yeah, I was going to say, no, he'll pop up with that spray tan and, you know, the shit that turns your skin orange, he'll have that on from the neck down. It'll happen.
That'll make the Bruce Wayne switch in the middle of the match a little harder.
Not necessarily. I mean, because he's not going to be dressed in, like, tight sitting in the audience, right?
Leave.
At least I hope.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they're not even trying to hide it.
Okay, you guys want to know what is being chuckled at? Why don't you throw that link into the chat room so people can actually see or just look at the Ustream.
Oh,
I just noticed it's on Ustream right
see
now.
It.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
Really. John Cena in a $5 luchador mask.
That's horrible.
Dude, that's
horrible. It's a purple.
Even Hulk Hogan of Mr. America had more fucking effort put into it than this.
Dudes, get your money ready, because you know that purple luchador mask is going to be available at the concession stand starting tomorrow night. And I'm just going to start laughing my ass off as soon as you see a bunch of kids after the first hour of Raw tomorrow night with that purple mask on.
That's ridiculous.
Because it'll probably happen. It'll probably happen.
There goes dignity.
Yeah. Anyway, enough talk about Juan Cena and his cousin, Hillbilly John there. Why don't we move on and talk a little bit about the Hardy Boys? You guys up for that?
Sure. Let's talk about how retarded they are.
Okay. Well, we've got something better than that. We've actually got a video about how retarded they kind of look. In case you missed it, there was a shoot video posted to the internet this past week. Jeff Hardy shooting on CM Punk and Matt Hardy chiming in as well and talking about his ex-girlfriend Lita Omega.
Unfortunately, I missed. I didn't get the chance to see this video.
Oh, well, we've got a treat for you then.
Ooh,
let's get to it. Everybody, watch your Ustream and take a look at this video.
What the hell does straight edge mean again? The first ever straight edge world heavyweight champion. I think Christian said it best. CM Punk, I think you're a nerd. I get talking every now and then. I'll say, you paid to see me, you paid to see me, but I made CM Punk a motherfucking superstar. And that's a fact, Jack. And I'll end it like this. Bam! Oh, we can't even do that shit in your company anymore. But in this world, we can do it all we want to. You should follow me. You should listen to mine. Preaching, because it's going to get you through life. It'll make you live life the right way. CM Punk, your way's not the right way, brother. That's what's cool about planet Earth. We're all different. If we were all like you, man, I would rather live on Pluto. You, my friend, are way too cocky, inside and outside the ring. It's kind of strange when you go up and see homeboys at shows. You got guys like Undertaker coming up saying, hey, Jeff, how you doing, man? All these other guys, hey, Jeff, how's everything going for you, man? It'll be all right. Just back from his mind. Sit here and wait and see if he's going to say hello to me, man. Never did. Walk away to the showers or whatever. I just leave, whatever. Oh, well, yeah, fuck that guy. And I just have one message to CM Punk. Fuck you. I made you the straight-edge superstar you are. And I still don't believe that, but I think you'd take Ambien to go to sleep, motherfucker. That's a prescription if you didn't know it. So, hello?
I have no idea what CM Punk's deal is with Amy Dumont. I do know he is very dramatic and very emotional. Anytime she finds herself in a tough spot, I'm
gonna guess he's gone. So, there it is. How freaking stoned were they, Spug?
I don't even think it's a matter of being stoned. I think it's a matter of opening your mouth and inserting the other one's penis. Because, quite frankly, the heart... You want to talk about cocky? You want to talk about arrogance? That's cockiness and arrogance right there. At its most barest form. Dude, talking, you didn't make CM Punk.
Undertaker did.
You didn't make CM Punk. CM Punk helped make CM Punk. You know why? Because he worked his ass off. Are there videos of wrestlers talking about the way Jeff Hardy kicks after a match and showing bruises, maybe from botched spots? Dude, you don't even deserve to be the fucking hardcore champion with a little fake plastic belt and a duct tape over it, let alone world champion. Shut your fucking mouth and eat your Waffle House.
Wow. Okay, nice promo, Spug. Omega, what's your thoughts and opinions on that shit?
I didn't catch the Lita remark in there.
You didn't catch the leader remark where Matt Hardy was saying that whenever she's upset and needs to talk, she calls him?
He's not all. Drunk as he sounds, I was so hoping it'd be worse than that.
Yeah, and what about that? What that one part? Yeah, that one part. I think, what did he say? I think he'd take Ambien to sleep. That's prescription, motherfucker. Who on this planet wouldn't know it was a prescription sleep aid, if not for Jeff Hardy, Mace?
Oh, the little kiddies who find this on YouTube. Because that's a great example of somebody who's in a spotlight in a sport that is watched by quite a few million children around the world on a weekly basis, and they go on YouTube trying to find clips of their favorite wrestler at this time called Jeff Hardy, and what do they find? He's stoned off his gourd and thinking he's a fucking superstar and flipping the bird. Great example there, Jeff. Go and have another bong hit.
You dumbass. Listen, the fact of the matter is, if you're in the public eye, whether you want to be or not, you're going to be a role model. And you get all, you know, I've heard it from the basketball. I don't want to be no role model, motherfucker. I just want to score the baskets and then go home with bitches, you know? And whatever.
Okay, fine. You don't want to be a role model? Stop doing what you're doing and move to the private sector. Don't be in the public eye, because there are kids going to be looking up to you. You go and you do a shoot video after getting fucking blitzed, baked, stoned, wasted, drunk, whatever it was Matt and Jeff were on. Let's face it, they were on something. They certainly were on something when they cut that video promo. Doing that, you're going to get Johnny and Jackie and Jimmy and Janie seeing it when they surf the internet looking for news and views and stuff of their favorite wrestler, just like you said, Mace. And when they see something like that, what are they going to think? They're, you know, here's an impressionable 12-year-old TNA wrestling, or not even TNA, Hardy, you know, a Hardy Boys wrestling fan. And they see this. As a parent, Spud, you can relate with me on something like this. I'll let my kid sit down and watch WWE. No way in hell would I let him sit down and watch the current product on Spike TV that is TNA. Just because of, first off, what they do in TNA. And secondly, when you get jackasses like Jeff Hardy, who happened to be the guy carrying the title in the company at the current point in time, posting shit like that on the internet.
It doesn't, it's not even the parrot thing. I mean, you can say, oh, you know, if you're going to sit down with your kid, and your kid sees that, and be like, you know, you can explain it away to a point. I have an issue as being someone who was in the ring for a time, who no longer is, but who was in the ring for a time, who's dealt with backroom politics, dealt with assholes like that in the back, who think they are entitled to things. Quite frankly, Jeff Hardy just needs an old-fashioned ass-whooping behind the building after a show.
Somebody needs to basically show up and give him a receipt, pretty much.
So, yeah, somebody who's been bigger, badder, and longer in the business than he is just needs to show up and whoop his ass and be like, hey, shut your fucking mouth.
Wouldn't
because
it be great
that,
if Undertaker do that?
Well, see, the thing with that video right there is it's not only a black eye on Jeff Hardy and TNA, that's a
yep.
black eye on the business, dude.
Really, it is.
That's not something... Look, I have issues with people I work with, and yeah, I bitch and moan and complain about them, but I also say what I gotta say to their face.
Yeah.
You know? I don't drunkenly post shit on the internet from 4 a.m. in a Waffle House.
Yep.
Because I think it's funny.
Or because you have issues that you can't deal with in person. No, I'm with you on that one. I don't really go in for this bullshit. You know, like this the guy all you want behind his back because he can't defend himself. What kind of a fucking pussy are you? Excuse my language, but seriously. You know what I mean, Mace?
Yeah, well, fuck, if he went and said that to Sam Punk's face, you don't think he would have ended up with a few broken teeth?
Well, here's the thing. In a shoot now, we're not talking about a planned wrestling match, but you put these two guys together in an actual knockdown, drag-out, real fight. Who comes out on top?
Who comes out on top?
In a real knockdown, drag-out fight?
In a real fight, who comes out on top? My money would be on Punk.
Oh, dude, Punk. Punk, the dude wears kick pads. I don't know how much ROH he used to watch. Back when it was him and Danielson and Samoa Joe, there
unfortunately
in ROH, there was a video, and Mace might have seen this. They talked to. I want to say it was one of the Pitbulls. After a singles match, and Punk had him in the corner and was doing leg kicks on him. And Punk had kick pads on, and you can see bruises and welts forming on this guy's thigh. That's through kick pads. Can you imagine CM Punk kicking you without a pad and without having to pull it? Jeff Hardy'd get his fucking teeth kicked in.
I think Punk would probably be the only one that wins that fight just because, you know, I think he'd be the only one that could see straight at the time.
There you go. He wins by default because the guy's a cross-eyed over the prescription drugs that they took.
But that's what that's what happens when you're in TNA and you're someone like Jeff Hardy. You know, you're a former thing in WWE. We're going to pamper you and give you everything you want. You can't do anything wrong because we so need the ratings. Please don't be upset with us. He doesn't have anyone that has the balls to knock him around, get some sense to him, like an Undertaker would. You don't have a locker room leader that's actually going to make him act right. So they're just going to let him do whatever the hell he wants, and he's just going to fuck over TNA in the process.
Well, you can't expect somebody like Hogan or Bischoff to stand up to him and say, yo, dude, hey, brother,
back it up. I don't expect Hogan to do much standing at all.
So...
Well, Bischoff, if it was WCW and Jeff was doing that there, Bischoff would have told him to go fuck himself and kick him out of the company.
Yeah.
But this is Dixie Carter's country. This is where she makes the decisions. Unfortunately, she's that much of a soft-hearted person that these guys can walk all over the place. But it's, what makes me wonder is where the fuck is Kurt Angle in all this? I say if there's anybody that's going to slap Jeff Hardy down a notch, it's going to be Kurt Angle.
It'll have to be.
He did the opposite to what this dickhead's done.
Yeah.
He went to TNA and he cleaned up his act. He got himself off all his painkillers and shit. Jeff's going the other way.
Now, that leads me to wonder, you know, was it because of WWE's hidden policies that he was messed up to begin with? Or was this something that he was told, you got to do this or it's going to kill you? And then he did.
I think it just comes down to a personal choice in the terms of Kurt Angle. He would have had a doctor who said, you need to do this or else it's going to fuck your life up.
Now, the reason I ask that
in the case of Jeff Hardy, the reason why Jeff Hardy is in the state he's in is because there is no control in TNA from what's been told. You maybe get a marijuana test once every 6 months when Congress or whoever it is looking over the company. Other than that, you're free to do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah. Well, and totally interesting. Now, the reason I brought up Kurt Angle, and we talked about it, and, you know, like, did he do it himself or whatever, I'm pretty damn sure that we can be guaranteed that Jeff Hardy's not going to clean his own act up.
Okay.
So whoever helped Angle clean up his act would probably be extremely helpful in smartening up Jeff Hardy, don't you think?
It's going to take somebody. The only thing that's going to smarten Jeff Hardy up is when he's got a tombstone laying 6 foot over his head.
And it's a terrible thing, but it might just happen. Go ahead, Spud.
I think one of the only things that's going to smarten Jeff Hardy up is going to be prison, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, don't drop the soap, Jeff. That's what we're going to call him.
And I don't even think it's that. I don't even think it's that. I think it's going to be the experience of having every move you make documented, accounted for, told to you when you can piss, told to you when you can shower, told to you when you can eat, told to you when you can go outside. I said it earlier. He's such an arrogant, entitled motherfucker that he doesn't get it. He doesn't grasp the charmed life that he leads because of, one, the business that he is, and two, the talent that he possesses. Don't get me wrong. Jeff Hardy is a talented individual. The problem...
Basically, dude bought into his own hype is what you're saying.
Yeah. The problem is, dude doesn't get it at all anymore.
Dude read his own press.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mind me. Just had to wet my whistle there really quickly. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm praying for 4 more points for Mike Tolbert, my fantasy running back.
Okay. Good on
you. No, you don't understand. There's 5 teams at 5-6 in my running league.
Uh-huh.
There's 5 teams at 5-6. I'm one of them. This is the last week of the regular season, and there's 2 spots for the playoffs open.
Cool.
And the guy I'm playing right now is beating me 119-115, and he's got another person going tomorrow night.
He just gained 0 yards.
I know. I found the game on TV.
Okay. Well, hey, tell you what, everybody, we're going to take our second time out, come back, talk a little King of the Ring, preview of the tournament, see what might be going on.
You're listening to WTR Sunday Night Rock Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this.
Every Saturday night, you never know what to expect when cigarette butts and bandanas hit the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ha ha! Is that Shell Station open? Ha ha ha! Eddie might have himself some dick. I just got across a fucking freeway that would kill me. Eight fucking lanes. Eight motherfucking lanes. Dude, the Godfather of me dies. He just fucking loses the match and keeps on ticking.
Fucking eight lanes, the motherfucking highway!
Alright, if this place is closed, I'm gonna kill somebody. Yeah, this place looks like I might get robbed by a guy slightly darker complexion than I am.
You have to run back across the highway?
Yeah, I know. I gotta run across fucking three lanes of highway now. God damn it. The bad thing is, I probably don't have $7 to my fucking name, so I'm gonna have to use my damn credit card or my debit card as a fucking way to pay for $7.
Fuck, you fucking better be open.
I fucking walked across 13 lanes of highway.
They're not open.
What the fuck? Are you sure you're not open?
Can I get a pack of Camel Light?
Hell yeah. Oh my god.
Alright. Safe now. People aren't dying yet.
You ready, Rob? Now you gotta run again.
I do because actually the fucking light's green. No one's coming, no one's turning, and I gotta go. I should have just crossed the other street because now I gotta cross another street.
Somebody
give me a goddamn. Ah, it's fucking Sunday. You can't buy beer. Wait a minute, what time is it?
It's 12:30.
I'm a goo. Ah, forget about it. Get it? All right, I'll just smoke my cigarette if you're fucking happy. Oh, no, that's fucking just perfect. Green light just came on this fucking... about to get plowed by fucking three 18-wheelers and a fucking Jeep Wrangler. Fuck me, man. I gotta light a cigarette for this run.
Whether you are a badass, a godfather, or anything in between, the answer is cigarette butts and bandanas live midnight, or as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
So now you get to enjoy that nicotine, huh?
Yeah.
This is Raven, the NWA World Heavyweight Champion, and you're listening to WTR, and I've got a tip for you. Don't pet burning dogs.
Here's a quick message going to all the geeks out there. If you want to listen to three guys talk your language, tune in to Otaku Talk Live, Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. What? You expect me to be funny? We do that on the show. So tune in. Listen. I demand it.
Everybody, this is good old J.R. Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer.
Business is about to pick up here.
And you're tuned in to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
It's going to be a slumber knocker.
my mic on? I can't tell. I can't hear myself talking. Welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Roast Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I hope you enjoyed the break. And I also just want to take this time out to mention all of the stuff that we got coming to or going on right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Omega, Mace, Spug, have you guys heard about the new MMA podcast? Oh, wait a minute. Omega, Mace, and Spug are hosting it.
Really? I wasn't aware.
It's called From Tapouts to Knockouts, exclusively here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And we could actually do a mini interview. Do you want to ask Mace or do you want to ask Spug a question?
How little time do you have in your life, man?
Very little.
How much do you think people need to hear you?
Very little.
Who's the whore of the WTR network? Watch me!
Okay, we were waiting.
I think I have right four now. Fucking shows now. What the? Five shows. What the fuck? I have no life.
It's not exclusively on WTR, by the way.
Shush! Don't say that.
It is not. You can find it on PodcastAlley.com and iTunes.
Yeah, well, I hate you too. Of course, what, you got it on iTunes yourself? Because everything we do and archive here on the Wild Talk Radio Network is available on iTunes. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's on iTunes twice. So you won't be seeing double when you go to iTunes and say, why am I seeing this twice? There's a reason for it. But why don't you guys, what's the name of the podcast?
From Tapouts to Knockouts.
What exactly are you going to be doing about it on the show and stuff?
Let's see. This week's episode, we talked about the past UFC event in 123 and a few major stories coming out of that. We previewed the Ultimate Fighter finale coming up on the 4th and the Strikeforce event on the 11th. We will be recording an episode this week because of the Ultimate Fighter finale coming up this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Our good friend Saul Goldstein, who runs a book, sports book in New Jersey, is going to be calling in. We're going to be doing picks with him for the Ultimate Fighter finale, as well as the Strikeforce event next week. So.
Yeah. Mace, are you allowed to talk on this show at all?
I do, but I have somewhat limited knowledge of the world of mixed martial arts. I'm still learning. To me, it's still a bit of the old-fashioned ultraviolence. But, hey, I enjoy people getting their heads smashed in. But, hey, I'm learning. I can't be, like, expert at everything straight away.
Okay, there you go. I just wanted to see if, you know, you were allowed to... allowed to talk at all. You know, it's
it's Spug's creation, so I let him rant and rave.
Okay, yeah, just because you're doing a podcast with Spug, and we know what happens when he gets going.
We have good debate.
So when do the podcasts go up into the archives, guys?
This week it fell funny because of Thanksgiving, but I want to try and have them out. I want to try and record on a Wednesday and have them out on a Thursday or a Friday.
All right. There you go. So everybody look for From Tapouts to Knockouts in the archive section right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Not only that, we had a new live webcast debut this evening. Omega, did you hear about this?
I heard about it. Unfortunately, I was a little too occupied to hear the first episode.
Oh, that's too bad. But that's okay, because the archive will be available almost immediately after Rough Talk Radio goes off the air. We're talking about Life is Callous with Cashmere in Dallas. That's right. Johnny Cashmere, the independent professional wrestler, is now officially a member of the Wild Talk Radio Network with his very own webcast, Mace.
Yay, good for him.
Yeah. And actually, it was a 60-minute and 18-second long show this evening. And it was extremely entertaining. I mean, it kept me focused. And that's, as we know, not the easiest thing in the world to do sometimes, Spug.
Hey, Tim, shiny object over there.
Huh? Huh? Ooh, look, it glows. Smartass. So, yeah, every single Sunday night at 7 o'clock Eastern, we've got Johnny Cashmere and Larry Dallas doing Liza's Gallus with Cashmere and Dallas. If you didn't check it out tonight, I highly recommend it. It's a very good show. It was very, very fast-paced, entertaining. It will take your phone calls, and it's not a wrestling talk show. Okay, it's professional wrestlers who do more than just talk about professional wrestling. So you might find it a very interesting program. So I suggest if you don't catch the archive, check out the next airing of it, which will be next Sunday night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Also, debuting this week is another podcast. Oh, my God, we are just becoming the webcast podcast home. This one is Talk Impact Radio. We recently struck up an affiliation with them, and we will be posting their weekly podcasts starting this week right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. So things are filling up like crazy.
I'm going to assume that they're probably a TNA podcast.
Well, they had things to do with the TNA forums until TNA closed them off. So it's a wrestling podcast.
I believe that their guest on the next episode is the infamous of Matthew from the YouTube video series Botchamania.
Yeah, absolutely. I do believe that's absolutely correct. So, yeah, a lot of reasons to check out WTR and keep coming back for more. And if those of you listening who haven't heard this yet, if you haven't joined the newsletter, you can sign up. It's absolutely 100% free. You get one every, like, 50,000 weeks or something like that. So it's not like we're going to clutter your email inbox. We've only sent out, like, four of them so far. All you got to do is, if you're on the Wild Talk Radio site and you're in the chat room, if you look to your left near the top, it'll say it says insert your email address. That's for the newsletter. So just like sign up, it's free, and you'll get news info and updates of everything going on here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And there are going to be things that we're going to be doing that are exclusively for subscribers to the email. So do that, and then just keep your eyes open for the next edition coming to your inbox very soon. That being said, let's move on. Guys, King of the Ring, are you looking forward to this one, Mace?
No, I'm not looking forward to this one. This is going to be an episode of Raw.
King of the Ring,
it would have been on pay-per-view, goddammit.
Okay, there you go. Omega, what are you thinking about this?
I don't know. I mean, obviously they don't think highly enough of the King of the Ring format to actually give it, you know, the time that it used to have, but I'm glad they're not letting it die completely, and at the very least, it's still going to be a one-night tournament. So, you know, we're going to see someone win this who had to beat three wrestlers in one night. So I don't think, even though it's off pay-per-view, I don't think you're going to lose too much of the credibility of the tournament. You know, it's still going to prove that somebody is a tough motherfucker, which is the whole point of the concept.
Yeah. Spug, your thoughts and opinions.
I agree. I wish they'd give it a pay-per-view again. I think that'd be better than some of the other ones we get. Well, doing it on a Raw is kind of cool and unique. Again, it goes back to the WCW, why give away a pay-per-view for free?
Maybe it's because they're worried about the ratings, that they're giving it away for free?
I think King of the Ring would do ratings just fine. I really do.
So, well, why don't we preview the tournament here? Names in King of the Ring, we got Sheamus, John Morrison, Daniel Bryan, Ezekiel Jackson, apparently Sheamus again. I think that's a typo. Kofi Kingston, Dash and Cody Rhodes, Alberto Del Rio, and Drew McIntyre. Mace, in your opinion, who's the favorite?
Whoever's on at the same time as Raw. Seriously, I do not give a flying fuck about this tournament.
Okay. At least pretend and be objective.
I can't even do that. This is like Survivor Series match all over again. It's the who's who of who cares.
The who's who of who cares. All right, well, we'll leave that. Omega, who's the favorite here?
Here's the difference. The King of the Ring is always the who's who of who cares. The whole point, the Survivor Series tournament used to be you know, when you had Survivor Series matches, you actually had, you know, a credible star being the leader and, you know, being able to lead this team of guys who would normally be beating each other's heads in into a much larger victory. The King of the Ring has always been the mid-carders thing. So, you know, that's what they, you know, that's what got them over, unless you're Mabel. But, you know, it was the thing that was supposed to elevate somebody back in the day. So at the very least, you know, you're not supposed to know who is who in this one. It's supposed to be the mid-card.
Okay, fine. You want me to pick somebody? You want me to be objective? I now proclaim King of the Ring to be Ezekiel Jackson.
I'm still disappointed. You know, you would think they wouldn't need to do anything to him except let him carry around the ECW belt pretending like it's still important.
I reckon you just keep killing motherfuckers.
I don't know. Ezekiel's, I kind of see this going in the way of a continuation of John Morrison and Sheamus, and one of the two is going to win in the final match. Spud?
Who else is in it again?
Well, Sheamus is in it twice, apparently.
Screw you, I was multitasking. Thank you.
I'm not saying anything against you, but I'd love to see Sheamus versus Sheamus in the finals. It'd be a very unique match.
Only if the winner has to go into a tanning bed.
There we go, Shane. Instead of a casket match, we can have a tanning booth match.
I'm going to go with Sheamus. Because I like what Rock put up. That makes an interesting storyline, and I think they could pull that off.
King Sheamus versus the King of Kings, Triple H.
Gives him a reason to come back. How dare you try and take my name?
Plus, you know, Triple H has added motivation to actually come back and do that. You stop thinking about who knocked, quote unquote, knocked him out of wrestling for 6 months.
Fella.
Mayonnaise man. Mayo man. There you go. We'll call him Mayo man.
I still like Stay Puft.
The human jar of mayonnaise.
Yeah, all of these shots that they wind up taking at each other when you're watching WWE just shows to me that, yeah, they do pay attention to the internet, no matter how much they certain individuals knock it or make fun of it or something like that. They throw some out there that's a bone for a lot of members of the internet wrestling community. I mean, we call him Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. Other shows actually started calling him Great Big Jar of Mayonnaise before they even used that in WWE.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll rip off many other internet names we've given for him.
I think that we should come up with some absolutely egregious names that they would be
trying to... Dried Out Doctor.
Dried Out Doctor.
Albino Dick.
Sheamus. Goose
yeah,
shit
that's
on steroids. How's that one? Would that work, Omega? Goose shit on steroids?
I've never seen goose shit, okay?
It's white.
So I can't say.
Droppings.
There you go. So
it's albino carrot.
Okay, there you go. Does anybody see a sleeper in this tournament? Those of us who care, or at least pretend to care?
Not sure, actually.
No? Okay. If there's no sleeper, Omega, never mind who's the favorite, who, in your opinion, should wind up winning? Who deserves it?
Honestly, I think it's Morrison, because of everyone in this match, he's got the most wrestling skill, he's been on the move lately, and really, Sheamus... did we forget that he was a world champion and a pretty solid one at that? I mean, we don't really need to give him any more credibility. He's there. He's just stuck in the mid-card right now while they do something else with the world title. You know, it's the same position Cena's in. You know, drop down to somebody who's, you know, a high mid-carder, you know, while you're waiting for your turn again. You don't need him to do anything. And if he's not the favorite, then Morrison has to be.
Okay. Mace, on your end, who would you say should win it?
I wasn't kidding before, King Zeke.
I don't care, King Zeke. There you go. Spug, opinions, comments, shit like that?
I really don't care, dude. It,
what is King of the Ring, just holding absolutely no interest for the panel here. WWE, do the right thing, get rid of at least three pay-per-views and make King of the Ring a proper pay-per-view. Would you say that's a good one?
Yeah, I would agree.
I don't.
I do.
Omega.
Majority rules of Omega loses.
Yeah, I'm going to... there's 2-4, one against with one abstention. How's that? Motion passes. Next item on the agenda.
Sorry, a pay-per-view with six mid-card matches doesn't work anymore.
Should we allow Sunday parking downtown? There you go.
Only to little old grannies.
There you go.
Tell you what.
The Blue Hair Brigade, as I call them.
If I can buy liquor on Sundays, you can have your parking downtown.
Liquor? I buy liquor on Sundays here. You live in a backwards place where you can't buy your booze on a Sunday after 12 noon.
I thought we were in a backwards place. We're apparently in a town hall meeting at the moment.
Well,
you can buy beer on Sundays.
Not Omega, apparently. I can.
Well, I don't drink, so technically I have no point to buy beer.
Okay, people, Florida Florida, red state. Stay away from Florida. So there you go. All right, moving on. Guys, it's time for the WTR round table. Hey, do we have an intro yet?
I think we do somewhere, but just go on.
Oh, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just do this. All right, here's the round table question. Those of you listening along or are in chat thinking, hey, I want to call in and disrupt the show, we're still waiting for you to do that, 877-577-9877, option number 3 tonight, or Skype to Skype, Skype Sir Rock, and we'll bring you on the show, too. Here's the question, guys, roundtable discussion tonight. What is the one angle in wrestling history that if you could go back in time and change around, what would the angle be, and how would you change it?
Yeah, I wish I had a way to think of that over.
I will start it out with the new mystery owner of WCW, which turned out to be Vince Russo. How would I change that? By going and shooting Vince Russo in the head.
So that couldn't be done. Okay. Ow, that hurt. All right. What about you, Spug?
Angle I would change.
Yeah, and we don't mean Kurt Angle.
I would go back and smack Vince upside the head when he decided to fuck up the Cena heel angle.
Okay. Now, how would you change it? Yeah.
A slow progression of Cena becoming heel, and I would have split Nexus.
Would you have had Cena blame the fans for his heel turn?
No. No,
isn't
no.
Isn't that the worst way of making a heel turn at all?
That's the worst way to do it. I think you have Cena just slowly become warped. I mean, you've made him into this superhero. It's time to borrow from the comic books and the cartoons. Some of the greatest supervillains ever were heroes at one point.
Okay. Omega, you've had a week to think about it.
Not really, no. No, okay. I haven't.
So, have you got anything figured out on this, or are you just drawing a blank?
Well, there's so many knee-jerk reactions. Yeah. I mean, you know, if I could go back and keep David Arquette from winning the world title, I would have done it.
Uh-huh.
You know, but if I could have gone and stopped the finger poke of doom, I would have done it.
Yeah.
You know, but all of them run along those same lines as Mace's idea. It end with someone with a bullet in their head. That's just the quickest solution. I mean, there's just some things that you don't want to change. You just want to flat out make them not exist. Now, are there like storylines and developments that you know I wish would have gone a different way? Yeah, and if you gave me time to think about it, I could bring one up. But at the moment, I'm blanking.
Okay, well, I'm surprised as all hell that none of you guys have brought up the invasion angle.
It was
because
bad.
We all forgot it.
Yeah, I think it was doomed from the start.
You see, I have a problem in that I can't let it go because I can't forget about it no matter how hard I try. It still, to this day, pisses me off that they fucked it up so badly. I would go back in time and fix it and do it right.
See, now, another event I'd go and change, it would be the backstage meeting at TNA where they thought, hey, let's put Hulk Hogan, Abyss, Jeff Hardy, Eric Bischoff, and Fortune together and call them Immortal and bring our ratings down into the toilet and then would pretend that they're high as all hell. I would stop they, goddammit.
Interesting. Well, pretty lackadaisical roundtable discussion this evening, but there it is, roundtable. Thinking we should take our next time out of the night, come back with TNA's final resolution, pay-per-view predictions, and then get to Quick Hits. What do you guys think? You think that's a good idea? I'm glad that you agree. Hey, everybody, you're listening to WTR Sunday Night Let's Talk Radio right here with Wild Talk Radio Network. Final resolution on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this.
In case you missed it, this is what happens when WTR roasts Tim Stein.
Tim Stein is also not Jewish. It's horrible to assume the man is Jewish just because his name is Stein. You know, maybe that isn't even his real name. It's probably Goldstein or Steinberg. You don't know. He'd tell you himself if he were here tonight. I'm told he's taking the day off for some holiday of his. I don't remember what it's called, but he pronounced it with a...
Tim really does work hard at making the WTR network what it is. Seriously, I'm not joking. Somebody pay this guy. He's like 65 years old. He needs retirement. He gets retirement. We get less Tim Stein. It's win-win, gang. Come on.
Happy birthday. You suck. You suck. You suck so bad. That's not true. You don't actually suck. You more or less blow. You've got a perfect face for gay porn, or at least a perfect mouth. That's what JJ tells me.
He's also not a pervert. The last couple of years, he had a wonderful and healthy relationship. He stayed with her every night, constant, wild sex. You know, it's sad when they had to break up because he couldn't find the puncture repair kit. Don't get me wrong, they tried to patch things up, but Tim just couldn't bear the sight of her anymore. Not with a duct tape holding her neck closed.
Tune in to all the great programming on the Wild Talk Radio Network, as you never know what will happen next.
Ladies and gentlemen, with the advent of geek culture becoming mainstream, we here at the Wild Talk Radio Network are doing our best to capitalize on this phenomenon. In that vein, I, Mace, a co-host of Otaku Talk Live, have decided to move a small section of what we would talk about on OTL to its very own podcast. That podcast being Fashion the Book. Now, what you will hear on there is myself going through select readings of this week's comic book, and I just let you know what's going on. So, every Thursday, maybe Friday, maybe Saturday, you'll be able to hear me talk about comic books. Okay, maybe boring, maybe not, who knows? The only way you're going to find out is to go over to the archive section of wildtalkradio.com and download the show and have a listen for yourself. That's Bashing the Books, somewhere near the end of the week, right here on wildtalkradio.com.
Here's a great way to stay up to date with the Wild Talk Radio Network. Sign up for the official WTR newsletter. That's right, Wild Talk Radio now has an official newsletter, the only place to keep up to date on the goings-on in the WTR universe. From show previews, exclusive interviews with the hosts and celebrities, and special contests just for those who sign up.
Submit your email address and subscribe today to the WTR newsletter.
I'm Al Snow, former WWE superstar, toughest trainer, and just all-around gadabout. When I want to talk or I want to listen to someone else talk, I go to wildtalkradio.com.
Welcome back, WTR, Sunday Night Wrestling Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And oh my goodness, I ate too much garlic bread. I hate when that happens. It just kind of, like, reminds you for the rest of the evening that you had too much of it. You know what I mean, Omega?
Can't say I do, no.
It gives you that.
I've never gorged garlic bread before.
It gives you that bad taste in your mouth, kind of like watching an episode of TNA.
Or eating out, Lita?
I wouldn't know. I've never, ever eaten at a sewer.
Yeah. I don't know either, but I've heard the screams.
Just saying. Anyway, that was a terrible segue to get into TNA talk, which, yes, now is the time for a little total nonstop in-action wrestling talk. Next week, TNA's Final Resolution pay-per-view hits the screen.
It's Thanksgiving. Let's have an hour of Thanksgiving promos.
I can't get it out without choking on it. Anyway, yeah. So let's take a look real quick at Final Resolution pay-per-view. At least the matches that are announced. We got Mickie James versus Tara, Beer Money versus Inc., RVD versus Rhino, Abyss versus the Pope, D'Angelo De Niro. Jeff Jarrett takes on Samoa Joe. Robbie E versus Jay Lethal, AJ Styles versus Doug Williams, it's Motor City Machine Guns versus Generation Me, and of course, Jeff Hardy versus Matt Morgan. Taking a look at the first on the card, falls count anywhere, Mickie James versus Terra Omega.
Now, do you actually think they'll use the falls count anywhere?
I'm just saying they do.
Yeah, I'm quite doubtful of that. I would love to see it in a women's match. You know, but it alas never happens. I mean,
objection.
If you, yes, Phoenix Wright.
If you, exactly. If you have actually been watching TNA, and God help you if you have, you'll notice that these girls have been spending most of their time beating up each other in the concession stands. They've been beating each other backstage with food. They've been brawling all over the entrance area. I reckon they'll actually use it this time.
Yeah, but it is TNA. I mean, they are the ones prone to, you know, do something for an entire month and then not do it at the pay-per-view.
Yeah, but it's a girls' match.
But,
so
let's try to give some credit.
Yeah, but
boobies.
Yeah, tips aside, I do like the match. I mean, these are two of the better talents that WWE cast out because they didn't know what the fuck they were doing.
Well, they cast out Tara because Tara wanted to go and they didn't have anything for Tara. They cast out Mickie because she was too busy apparently sleeping with half the title holders in the locker room.
Well, the official report is they fired her for missing a bus. Good fucking God.
Oy. So, all right. Who's coming out on top in this one, Mickie or Tara?
I just want to see someone on top. Let's put it that way.
It's two women. I don't give a fuck. There's boobies. It's TNA just the right way, and
nope,
that's all that matters.
Tara is living it up lately.
So that's awesome. And, of course, I'm about to get yelled at by Jersey Girl because Jersey Girl she's got the hots for Mickie James, so I'm thinking that Tara's going to cheer it for her. So, sorry, Jersey Girl. You can yell at me later. I know you're going to because, well, you do all the time. Anyway, and I'm not inferring any hot lesbian action there at all. Really.
No, I am.
I'm not. Omega is, but I'm not. Now, I'm not talking between Mickie and Tara. I was talking between Mickie and Jersey Girl. So.
Oh, so, but now you are.
Now I'm in trouble. See, she's yelling at me. Anyway. All right. So I'm going to say I don't give a damn, but, yeah, give the victory to Mickey Mix. Not Mickey Mouse. Mickey.
Yeah.
And then go to Mickey.
Well, yeah, okay. Are you, done with your failed segue there, Tim?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good for you. Yes, we're going to give this one to Mickey James because, frankly, let's face it, by the end of the year, she's going to have the Knockouts title around her waist if she can get it around.
There you go.
Maybe she just hangs it off her boots. I don't know.
I don't know if Spud fell asleep and he's about to snore live on the air, a la Rob Park.
Spud doesn't care. It's TNA.
Spud, do you care? Are you going to have any input into this at all?
I'm going to give the match to Mickey James because she's built in the back and stacked in the front.
There you go. That's all we needed to know is Spud votes for Ghetto Booty all the time.
No, you've missed the reference completely, Tim.
No, hey. I just ignored it.
No, you missed it. You were retarded and missed it. Mace got it.
I ignored it. Next up on the card, number one contenders tag team match. Do we need a number one contenders match on a pay-per-view first off, Omega?
No, absolutely not. This is a number one contenders match has one point, is to put some anticipation in who is going to be at the pay-per-view, not to take up the pay-per-view's precious time.
Shouldn't the number one contenders match be on the go home show, as they call it?
It shouldn't be on the go-home show. You give it a little bit more time than that.
Well, at the very worst, we are talking TNA here.
Well, yeah, this is true.
Technically, it could be on the first week after the pay-per-view.
There you go. Yeah, you know, it could be, actually. Because then you got 3 weeks to build up.
I prefer that.
Okay. So, anyway, it's number one contenders match, Drew Money versus Ink.
I will say this. I am thrilled to see that there is enough of a tag team division to have two on the card in the same night. It's a massive step up.
So, interesting. Interesting. All right, so Beer Money versus Ink. Who are you picking? I'll pick Beer Money.
Beer Money!
Jeez, part of me wants to pick Ink for two reasons. Number one, it's TNA. They're prone to throw someone into a title match with no build-up. And we've seen Beer Money in the tag championship spot a lot. I mean, if the guns still have the belts at the time, of course it'd be a phenomenal match, but we just got done with a best of series for them. I'd prefer a little bit more time before they run that route again.
But when your tag division only has, what, four teams in it?
It is better than the two teams in the WWE right now. At least you can have a little variety.
He has a point.
Yeah, there's a point. Okay. All right, next match. First Blood. And this looks like a vintage EV 2.0 style hookup. We got RVD taking on Rhino. Who's bleeding first?
Yeah. I'm going to say Rhino because he's, and this is backstage politics playing into it again. He's on a night-by-night basis, and there's been talks of releasing him after the blow-off match with Rob Van Dam, which would be this one. So, yeah, let's go with the guy who doesn't have a contract with the company to lose. So we have RVD winning, Rhino being busted open, and na-na-na-na, bye-bye.
There you go. All right, Spud. Spud?
He's asleep again.
Oh, well, fine, Omega. You pick it. And we'll just ignore Spud.
Go get you somebody.
Okay, there. He woke up.
You're not ignoring him, Tim.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Omega. Pick somebody.
We're punishing him. This is quiet time.
I don't want to be in timeout.
Ignoring him would not be a punishment.
Yeah, RVD's got to win this one. He's the only one with a contract in this match right now.
Nothing like making it obvious, hey, Spug?
I guess. RVD.
So go RVD. There we are. Casket match. Abyss versus the Pope, D'Angelo De Niro. Mace.
The casket wins.
And the fans lose?
Pretty much.
All right, Omega?
This will be Abyss winning, by the way.
Okay, Omega?
Pretty much the same. This is Abyss's match to win. So we can fully get that, Kane rip-off thing complete.
Yeah, the question is, and this is coming from the chat room, I don't even know, is this a no DQ casket match this time?
I wasn't aware he could be DQ'd in a casket match.
Well, they did last time, don't you remember?
No, I blocked those.
No idea on the rulings, it's just casket match.
So, casket match, we don't know if they're going to do it properly or a TNA fuck-up special. But are we in basic agreement it's going to be Abyss's match?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Next matchup is a submission match between Jeff Jarrett and the Samoan Submission Machine. Joe's gonna kill you, Samoa Joe. Now, they have spent, the last month out of nowhere building Jeff Jarrett up as this innovator of MMA and all this other crap, going to the point where he went to some kid's karate school on the program last week to put little 6-year-old Jimmy, or whatever the kid's name was, in an ankle lock and making him tap out and cry. I mean, he's real tough when it comes to 6-year-olds. Omega?
There's no better way to build your heel than beating up little kids.
Once again,
we're sending great messages on TNA television.
Universal hatred, not just heel heat. There's a difference. Just that much of a difference. So
here's the thing, it's just Jared. He doesn't need any help being a slimy asshole.
He just needs to be himself. He doesn't need that kind of build up. So here it is. They spent this time building Jeff Jarrett up as somebody who knows all these submission moves and crap like that. And he's not putting over Kurt Angle on purpose. He's actually mentioning Ken Shamrock as the innovator of the ankle lock, which would be closer to the truth than naming Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle just made it, more famous than Ken Shamrock did. However, it's Samoa Joe, man. Samoa, I see them actually doing the smart thing and giving the victory to Joe. Mace?
This will be a justification for having the number one contenders match in the fill some time on the pay-per-view. I reckon it's going to be Jeff gets caught in the submission hold that Joe's using, whatever they want to call it these days, in like 30 seconds. This will be Jeff Jarrett's, I'm so great, throw one punch, lockdown, you're fucked.
There you go. I want him to tap out to the rear naked choke.
Yep, in like 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Well, turn him into a bitch.
Make it sporting, go 15.
Bullshit, make it sporting, go 5.
Okay, there you go.
Or hell, have Joe win by knockout in 3 seconds with one punch.
But then he'd be DQ'd because that wasn't a submission.
So he can always slap the submission on afterwards. And, look, Jeff's hand dropped 3 times. He's out.
There you go.
This is submission match rules. This isn't MMA rules.
Yeah, truth, absolutely truth, not MMA rules. It might be an interesting match if it was real MMA rules. But, Spug, have you got any contribution for this one?
Wait, this is Samoa Joe versus Jeff Jarrett or Angle versus Jeff Jarrett?
Samoa Joe versus Jeff Jarrett submission match.
Joe's gonna kill you. Joe's gonna kill you.
Just like I said.
Dude. See, Tim, this is where I have the advantage over you, because you may watch more TNA than I do, but I watched way more ROH than you ever did.
And well, the only ROH I could ever watch at the time were all the DVDs that were being sent to me by a certain somebody who used to listen to the original WTR. So,
And, dude, Joe... badass.
Joe is
certified badass.
Legitimate.
Dude doesn't carry his badass card. It's tattooed on him.
Yeah. Well,
how badass he is.
I worked a Stampede Wrestling thing. Samoa Joe was up and he fought Juggernaut. Yeah, the guy, holy shit, He's enjoyable to watch when you watch him on TV. Seeing him live and in person is just totally another
another level of the stratosphere. Seriously.
Dude is, like, on TV, he looks fat. All right?
He's not fat.
That's all muscle. That's solid muscle. Dude is huge.
I got a chuckle out of Samoa Joe when I first met him. I started calling him Elvis because in person, he looks like Fat Elvis.
He does the sneer, too.
Yeah.
Get him to do the sneer. I got a picture of him. He's got me in a rear naked choke, and he's doing the Elvis sneer.
Yeah, and I just started calling him Elvis, and he just started laughing.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Elvis?
He's a nice guy. He's a really nice guy. Great dude.
Yeah, no, he's great. He's great.
Great dude. But I tell you what, man. Even if this match is at work, I don't care. Because Jeff Jarrett has absolutely no idea what he's stepping into. You're giving Samoa Joe carte blanche to whoop his ass. And I hope he does.
Hey, Joe, it's a submission match. Do whatever you want. Joe's like, okay, let me wipe my chin off because I'm drooling.
For real.
Bring
him up in bucket to clean him up afterwards.
Yeah. Oh, shit. You guys remember Internet Dave, right?
Who the fuck is Internet Dave?
There you go. Thank you very much for that. Yeah. Just relate this little feel-good story of what happened when Internet Dave introduced himself to Samoa Joe. Shakes Joe's hand, says, yeah, really glad to meet you, all this other stuff, and he says, I just hope that we see better stuff tonight than what you do in TNA.
Oh, ooh, my God.
How Joe's, will he be in the hospital?
Yeah, no, Joe just looked at him and was like, I'm watching Joe and I'm like, Dave, you didn't fucking say it. I knew what Dave meant. Dave was actually talking about, I hope that you're not holding back like they make you hold back in TNA. That's what he meant, right? That's exactly what he meant. But, you know, you've heard Internet Dave talking. He has a hard time making things come out the way he wants them to, as opposed to the way they sound sometimes. And Joe just kind of looked at him, and his eyes dropped out of his skull, and his mouth just hit each earlobe. You actually have the balls to say something like that to me? And he's like, oh, okay, sure, whatever. And I went, Dave? You know, Dave tried to explain to himself. I said, Joe, just, you know, ignore him, Elvis, because this is what he meant. And, you know, he's talking about he's looking forward to seeing you actually do what you're capable of doing and not what you have to do because of time constraints on TV. And I was, oh, okay, yeah, I get it. But I couldn't believe that he actually said that to Joe.
Tim, I have a question.
Yeah?
Who the fuck is Internet Dave?
Thank you very much. So, but yeah, that was just, it was just, you know, just a little story that makes me chuckle every time I hear it. So we can all agree that we think Joe is going to basically knock Jeff's head off, and at least we are all hoping. Am I correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping he squeezes his head so tight it pops like a pimple.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool to see. Rather gross, but cool at the same time. All right. Next match, TNA X Division title, Robbie E versus Jay Lethal. And all I got to say is, fuck, I hope Jay Lethal wins. Omega.
Hey, you're forgetting the attraction for that match. Cookie's going to be suspended above the ring in a shark cage.
Is she going to be suspended above the ring naked?
That would make it interesting.
Hey,
she's not a bad-looking woman.
It would make it watchable, all right? It would make it watchable, and that's all I'm going to say about it. But, Omega, who's your pick for this one?
Oh, please let it be Jay Lethal. I am so fucking sick of this New Jersey shit.
Yeah, the New Jersey Shore. Fuck you. Yeah. Mace, pick.
Hopefully Jay Lethal, but part of my brain is going, they're going to go to Stupid Thing and keep Robbie E around even longer.
Ooh, to that one. Spug, anything?
Jay Lethal.
All right. And I'm going to say Jay Lethal. The next match on the card, TV title match, AJ Styles taking on Doug Williams. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that due to interference by Fortune, AJ Styles wins. Mace?
Yeah, pretty much got the same scenario. AJ Styles wins.
Douglas gets beat down until Morgan comes to save him, and that puts the world title match in doubt.
In jeopardy, because Morgan gets on the receiving end of a couple of boots, would you say?
Yep, pretty much.
Omega?
Oh, this is going to be an interference. I don't think it'll play into the main event so much, but... Yeah, AJ's gonna win this one. I don't think there's much doubt on that one.
All right, there you go. Spud, save somebody.
AJ.
All right, there you go. Next match is a Full Metal Mayhem Tag Team Title Match.
Motor City Machine Guns taking on Generation Me, Omega.
Generation who the fuck cares?
Generation who the fuck's Internet Dave?
I'm pretty sure more people know who Internet Dave is than they know Generation Me at this point.
You almost think so, yeah. But what do you figure, Trigger?
What? Yeah, I gotta go with Machine Guns.
All right, Mace.
Mercy Machine Guns, because Generation Me are gonna be too busy fucking terror in the back. We're not supposed to reference the Cougar storyline yet.
No, you're not supposed to talk about that until after the pay-per-view. But all right. Spud, say somebody.
Who is it again?
Machine Guns versus Generation Me.
I like the Machine Guns. I like Saban and Shelley. I really do. I think they're damn good wrestlers, and they're a damn good tag team. I'm going to go with Machine Guns.
There you go. So Machine Guns gets our vote. All right, and then the main event, the TNA World Title, Jeff, the Antichrist of professional wrestling, the guy I like to get stoned and then shoot on CM Punk on a video that gets posted on the internet, Hardy, versus the Blueprint, Nat Morgan, Omega.
Oh, God, you know what, I so don't want Hardy as a champion, but they've got to get at least, you know, like 4 months out of him to make that title belt actually worth what they spent on it.
Or until he's found guilty, which is going to happen.
Yeah, whichever comes first.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just put that ugly-ass title belt in there. There's no way they're going to dump it this fast. So it's got to be, yeah, Morgan. Doesn't have a chance there.
Okay, so it's Hardy for one for the win, and Mace.
This is going to be Jeff Hardy's defense because, as Omega said, he's got the belt. However, I don't believe Matt Morgan has named his special guest referee at this time. But whoever the hell it is going to turn against him and join Immortal and suck Jeff Hardy off in the backstage area.
Watch out for that Kurt Angle.
Watch out for that microphone dropping, by the way.
Yeah, there was your hint. Well, I was just saying, what if he picks Kurt Angle?
Well, then he's going to go and join Immortal, isn't he?
There you go.
I was gonna make the argument. He just turned face. Why would he turn heel again so fast? But then it's TNA.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Spud, pick somebody. I dare you.
Angle.
Pick
the
one.
He's not even in the match.
He said, "Pick somebody."
Okay, so Hardy versus Morgan, Angle is going to come out the winner somehow.
Yes.
Okay, so who's the special guest referee in your opinion? Somebody said watch out for the microphone.
That kid in the third row.
You think so? All right.
CM Punk.
So there you go. Yeah, Jeff Hardy retains. The court date isn't until what? That's been pushed to the end of December.
April.
It's been
April,
pushed.
I heard.
All right, so... You know, both Rock and Tyrant in the chat room. Hey, Tyrant, nice to see you here. I believe you're a first-timer. Yeah, both of you guys are saying Russo's book and anything can happen, including a surprise appearance by David Arquette, who steals the title and wins. He cashes in a non-existent Money in the Bank.
sure.
Oh, God, don't give him that idea.
And next thing you know, I'm going to run out and I'm going to pin David Arquette for the TNA World Heavyweight Championship, and I'm going to turn it into a dinner plate with a drawing of TNA title on the front.
There you go. And you just why don't you just spread some white stuff on it and hand it back to Jeff.
Right.
And then give him a stiff chair shot to the back when he goes for it.
Nah, it'd be to the head.
Well, no, it can't
be to the head. Him send him out for the rest of the fucking year.
Yeah, no, it can't be to the head because TNA have finally banned chair shots to the head.
Meh.
So there you go.
Only their fighters weren't brain damaged.
Yeah, there you go. Jeff Hardy retains. With that, time for the last segment of the night. Rock, I'm talking about Quick Hits. Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio Quick Hits.
Wow.
That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio Quick Hits.
All right, so you pretty much all know the drill by now in case you don't. Two quick questions, two quick answers. And we're going to start with Omega. Omega, question number one, what is your one possession you are most thankful for?
My one possession?
Yeah, the one thing that you own that you're most thankful for having.
Oh, God. It's not Star Wars related.
Okay.
In an inherent and evil empire. It's going to be a geeky answer.
Figures. As in action figures.
Yeah. This year I went to the official Transformers convention. Went there. First time I've ever gone. First time I would ever be able to go.
An Optimus Prime pocket pussy?
No. I had the custom at home already.
Oh, the RC one. Okay.
Right. Oh, my God. You knew that name.
Wow. Way to mencia a joke there, Tim.
Yeah, well, so I stole what you said because you were too much of a pussy to actually, like, you know, break in, interrupt, and say it.
Actually, I was being polite and not interrupting.
Well, that's a switch. Anyway, no more interruptions, Omega. What's your favorite possession?
It was the big item I picked up there, which is a original series Transformer, only 20 years old, only sold in Japan. I should have had to pay double for it than what I got, and everything is there and is in unbroken, beautiful shape. It's just, you know, the luckiest thing I could have possibly found, and you know, it just kind of stumbled into my lap. Yep, after I knocked a pile of six-year-olds out of the way to get it.
Uh-huh.
Granted, the six-year-olds weren't a pile the first time I saw them, but, you know, on the way out.
So you beat up six-year-olds to get a Transformers doll.
It was mad times, my friend.
I'll tell you.
It was wild.
They're not dolls. They're action figures.
Collectible action figurines.
Okay, well, we'll just let you go with that one, and after the show, I'm sure you're going to go and dust off your shelf full of dolls. A Mace, what is one old-school wrestling tradition you would like to see brought back into wrestling?
The one that I actually wanted recently got brought back in. It's the old-school heel works a body part technique. That was missing from wrestling for many years, and it was a great storytelling device in the ring. And luckily, it has become good enough to come back into wrestling again. So, wish fulfilled. I'm going to go back to putting my TNA trading cards in the old.
Okay. Well, for shits and giggles, I want to hear Spug's answer.
How about some fucking actual wrestling?
There you go. Now, here's your real official question, Spud. If WWE were to build an actual physical WWE Hall of Fame and stock it with shit, what is one item that has to be in there?
One
absolutely.
Item.
absolutely, no matter what, this one thing has to go into the WWE Physical Hall of Fame that you can go and look at behind a sheet of glass.
The ring canvas from Survivor Series 97, where the greatest act in wrestling was committed.
Oh, God.
It's still got his spit on it.
Oh, All right. Seeing as you're just being a dick, we'll give you your second question right now. You're in a room with Vince McMahon, and you had the ability to ask him three questions. What are the three questions you would ask Vince McMahon?
Oh, God. I actually have to think about that.
Dun, 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 dun. Bom, 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 bom,
One would be, how is it that you find the ability to bring back wrestlers you've let go for various reasons?
Okay.
Two would be, which Jew is your accountant and can I have his number?
Oh, Barry Horowitz.
Three, kind of goes along with the first question, is if you can find it in whatever business sense or the back of your head or your bottom of your heart to bring back guys you've cut for various reasons, why is it you can't seem to put in guys like Macho Man Randy Savage, Ravishing Rick Rude, and the like into the Hall of Fame who deserve to be there?
Okay, there you go. The three questions. Okay, back to you, Omega. Your second question. Answer Spud's three questions. No, I'm kidding. That's not really your question, although that would have been a follow-up. That would have been pretty cool. Anyway, here's your real question, Omega. If WWE were to create a late-night talk show for their network, who should host it?
Ah, jeez. That's actually a really good question.
It's kind of funny because Johnny and I were talking about it after his show today.
You know what? He's...
You can bring back a retired wrestler or use a current actual working superstar. How's that?
All right. Then the answer is going to be Jericho. Just because
okay.
I know he can be funny. I know he can be serious. I know he's got... You know, he has a little bit of, you know, credibility as a celebrity since he does more than just wrestle.
Okay, yeah.
He's got a lot of tools that you need in a talk show.
Yeah. Well, Johnny Cashmere and I, like I said, this was totally before I even knew this was going to be your question. We actually were talking about that, and one name that got thrown out there was Shawn Michaels.
I don't know.
It's just one name that was tossed up. But I want to hear Spug's answer because apparently this is really easy for him.
Rowdy Piper.
There you go. You can't go too far wrong with Rowdy Piper.
Okay, I give him. I credit him on that one.
All right, Mace. Your second question of the night: if you had an alter ego who happened to be a masked luchador, what would your Lucha Libre name be?
El Taco Grande.
El Taco Grande. Wouldn't you be worried about... Wouldn't you be worried about being sued by Taco Bell?
They don't actually operate down here in Australia, so I get away with the copyright infringement.
Okay, there you go. No worries. So, El Taco Grande, there's his question for tonight. Everybody, we're done. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Eastern, it's the Jeff Peterson Memorial Cup Tournament Tribute on Online World of Wrestling's OWW Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Eastern. Show up. A lot of guys in the tournament are going to be on the show Tuesday, so you're not going to want to miss that. Wednesday night, Geek Speak reigns supreme with OTL, Doc Talk Live, 9 p.m. Eastern Time this Wednesday. Tune in for that. Rock, any news about Anything Goes this week?
Most likely, yes. Anything Goes, Thursday night, 10:30, 11-ish, WildTalkRadio.com.
with your hostess, the Sinful Queen of the WTR, the one and only Cindy Sin, and of course Friday running the ropes with
who?
With Mace, you say it. Mace, you say it.
No, don't say it, Mace. They don't deserve it. No archives.
It's with Mav and Nick, supposedly.
Who?
Well, we were hoping something else.
Who?
Say something else.
Unlike you, Tim, I do not run a joke into the ground every 5 seconds.
Okay, fine. Bud?
With Mav and Nick.
You bastard.
Again, I ask, who?
Come on, Omega, don't let me down.
With Internet Dave.
Who the fuck is Internet Dave? All right, Rock, can you do it?
Tune in Saturday night for CB Radio with myself, Subway, Rob Parks, Will, Ace, and anyone else who joined us midnight-ish on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You guys are just too chicken to yell out,
two faggots!
So I won't either.
No. Hey, by the way, go to Facebook.
Yes, go to Facebook. Like Wild Talk Radio Network. From Tap Out the Knockout. There you go.
Yeah. And, of course, you're going to add yours truly, Sir Rock, and Mace, and Spud, even though he never does really do anything on Facebook. Omega, I haven't seen you on there.
No, you haven't, and he won't.
Not joining
Facebook?
I do Facebook?
Lots of stuff on Facebook. Play ESPNU College Town a lot.
Hey, I just played a game of darts yesterday. That's fun.
Your people aren't those Farmville assholes, are you?
I'm not a Farmville asshole. I play ESPNU College Town. I'm an ESPNU College Town asshole.
All I can say is fuck Farmville. Hey, everybody, next Sunday, 7 o'clock Eastern Time, join us for Life of Chalice with Kashmir and Dallas. The debut show was tonight. Went off without a hitch. Had a great turnout. Fantastic number showed up for the very first show. If you missed it, check in about an hour for the archive in the archive section of the Wild Talk Radio Network. Also, on podcast, Bashing the Books, weekly with your host with the most, Mace. Mace?
Well, not much to say about it this week so far, as the books don't actually come out until Wednesday. However, the latest archive is up on wildtalkradio.com in the archive section, where I reviewed something along the lines of about 7 or so books.
There you go.
And listen to that while you wait for me to record a new one.
There you go. And, of course, Talk Impact Radio, debuting Nerds Podcast, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network this week. Make sure that you check that one out. And, of course, another podcast-only program from Tap Out to Knockout. Bug.
Yes?
Tell us about it.
The podcast about MMA. Go to Facebook. Check out the page.
There you go.
Go to Podcast Alley. Download it. Listen to it. Tell your friends.
Spread the word. Wild Talk Radio.
There's going to be a staff meeting after the show so we can explain to certain individuals how you do plugs. Everybody, thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next Sunday night after TNA's Final Resolution right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Have yourselves a great week. Catch you next Sunday.
You've been listening to Wrestle Talk Radio, a Wild Talk Radio Network feature presentation produced by WTR Productions. For complete archives of this podcast, check out the official website of Wild Talk Radio Network located at wildtalkradio.com.